Welcome everybody to PlayStation 5 Central Podcast, where we give you all the news, the reviews, and the
rumors
on the PlayStation 5 and its upcoming games. I'm joined by Vikarth.
Doing well.
And Jordan.
Can't forget the Kanga news.
And I am Dan the Man. And we are the PlayStation Avengers.
I was actually thinking of Justice League in my head as you said that.
Do you know where my mind went? When you said we are, my mind went to, I think it was the Ultimate Fighter, which was the UFC reality show. And was it Tito Ortiz's team that was like, every time they'd break from a huddle, they'd be like, team punishment. For some reason, I went to that. I'm like, yeah, that screams us. we're such punishers. We'd be team punishment.
Just shows that Dan's a Marvel fanboy and I'm, you know, a DC.
You're a DC cuck, man.
How was Guardians of the Galaxy, guys? You went and saw that?
Really? No, good. I haven't seen it yet.
Say great, great send off to that franchise. It didn't have to be some, you know, the reason I liked it is because it wasn't really connected to the MCU. You know, it was its own movie. It had a great farewell, a great emotional story, really great character development. So it was great. I loved it. Have you seen it, Dan?
No, I refuse to watch any more Marvel moving forward. No. I will see it eventually. I'm just probably going to wait till it hits Disney Plus.
Do you know what other movie I saw, Dan?
Yeah.
Fast X.
Yeah, and how was it compared to the shit show that was 9?
Fast 9 was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
9 was the worst of the series.
It was by far
the worst of the series.
I disagree. I reckon, is it 2 or 4? One of those is worse. I don't
think 4 was.
4 is bad as well, but
I did not think 9 was that bad. I enjoyed 9.
I hated it.
You've lost the plot.
But yeah. I will say, Fast 10 was great. It wasn't some amazing movie. Like, you have to.
None of them are. Yeah.
Well, I really thought that Fast 7 or Fast 5 were great. Like, I don't know. I get you what you're saying, George. I think what you have to realize is you got to embrace this as an anime or a comic book movie. Like, Vin Diesel is a comic book character.
That's why I enjoyed 9.
Yeah, exactly right. Like, and yeah, I liked 10. The action was good. There were just so many celebrities, like, as in so many superstar actors. The star power in that movie is so funny. Seeing all these actors in the one screen, but definitely there are 2 after credit scenes, I think. So, well, there's one definitely right at the end of the credits that you guys will want to see. Some big news, but I don't know.
It's the worst kept secret, Mike. Come on, man.
There's actually another returning character to that franchise, which I was like cringing about, but
Do you know what I actually think is the worst? I don't know if this counts. I reckon Hobbs and Shaw might be the worst.
Yeah, Hobbs and Shaw was a bit. Don't know why they needed to go to the Pacific Islands to have a final boss fight. But
how else were they going to tie in Roman Reigns?
That wasn't even really a Fast movie, really, was it?
That was a rock.
It was sort of a standalone thing.
And if we're being honest, the first 2 Fast and Furious movies aren't that great either.
I like 2 Fast, 2 Furious.
I think I like the first. Oh, do I like the first one? I can't remember. They all sort of blend into one. It's just like getting your Matchbox cars and banging them into each other, really, at the end of the day, and it's good fun.
Well, I will say this movie ends. It's not a spoiler, I don't think, but it ends on a cliffhanger. So
you gotta
wait for part 2, sort of.
Dude, it ends. You
cliffhanger boy.
So it's.
I thought
it was
a paradoxical movie.
It's sort of. I'm not making this comparison in terms of quality. I'm making this comparison.
He's about to compare it to Infinity War, isn't he?
I am comparing. Not in terms of quality, but the cliffhanger is like an Infinity War where like it just stops and you're like, what the hell? And you got to like wait. So it's good. I don't know. They obviously learned from how ridiculous Fast 9 was, but they kept the ridiculousness, but they made it a bit more tasteful. The humor was a lot better. The characters were great. The fight scenes and the action scenes were good. So I don't know. It's a solid 6, 7, you know, an enjoyable time. Good fun.
All right, guys, how hyped were you on this announcement? The showcase is here. We actually were talking about this a week or so ago. We were talking about the rumors were spreading and they ended up being true. We finally have a showcase, not a state of play. It is a full-blown showcase, 1 hour, PSVR, PS5 games. I'm pretty damn excited, guys. It's been a while.
This has, if you look at all the potential announcements that could happen, and we're going to go through that this episode, but it has E3 potential. The E3 magic where every announcement is banger after banger after it's the Super Bowl on steroids for video games, and you get amazing announcement from Sucker Punch, Naughty Dog, Housemarque, all these amazing announcements that could happen.
It's what are they going to show? They've got so many things that they could show, but how are they going to split it? Are they going to give 10 minutes to VR? They're going to give 20 minutes to VR, 40 minutes to...
How long is it?
It's an hour.
They've said over an hour. So I was thinking about this on the way. Yeah. So I was thinking on the way home today, over an hour to me.
Hour and a half could be.
No, this was the thing I was debating in my head. To me, it needs to be around hour 10. I think as soon as you get over an hour 10, that's not over an hour. That's an hour and 20 or whatever. But if you're in like the hour 10 range, to me, that's what I would classify as over an hour. So I reckon it'll be somewhere around there.
The last one was only 40 minutes.
In all fairness, Dan, it could be an hour and a half by their definition. And we need to remember as well, not just this could be E3 levels. Think back to the last digital showcase they did in 2021. Mm. Is that when we got the last one? Is that when we got Wolverine and everything?
September 2021.
You remember us watching that? It was incredible. It was so good. It was banger announcement. And it was like Insomniac came on. Is that when we got Spider-Man? And then it was like, oh, cool. Yeah. We've seen enough from Insomniac now. And then they came out with Wolverine. And we were
other
like,
way around.
What?
But yeah.
Us. Yeah. Sorry. But we must have gone, oh, well, we're not getting Spider-Man then.
Yeah.
And then we get Spider-Man anyway.
Yeah.
Hashtag Jordan was right.
The famous episode where Jordan just predicted it beautifully.
Well, I'm looking back on it now. They had Knights of the Old Republic.
Didn't have that weird PlayStation ad, Dan, with the chess pieces and all
that?
Yes. Yep.
Stellar Blade. Is this a game?
Yeah.
Borderlands. Forspoken.
Yeah.
Deathloop.
Mm.
I'm just skimming through it here. GTA 5 something. I think that was the PS announcement. PS5
and this time we're going to get GTA 6.
Guardians of the Galaxy game. Gran Turismo was revealed, and then God of War as well. There you go.
Boom. And the first thing,
God of War was the end.
All people could say about God of War is him getting into the boat looks the same as 2018.
That was the first time they showed gameplay for God of War. That's a pretty strong ending.
And that is that's all people picked on. They're like, why does it look the same, him getting into the boat?
Gran Turismo, Wolverine, Spider-Man, God of War, four bangers.
And that is an E3 conference for a Sony conference. That's probably the level of quality you want. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. Sony, the conferences back in the day when E3 was in its heyday, Sony would go for like 3 hours, all right? Or would it be like 2 hours?
Yeah, an hour and 20, hour and 30 max.
So this is, the funny thing is this is just all meat. There's no fat, because they're not going to have someone out on the stage talking. It's just going to be that stupid Siri voice. Onto the next project from Naughty Dog, you know, that sort of voiceover. Yeah. It's just going to be bang, bang, transitions, maybe a speech here or there.
What was the dream year? Was it 20...
Year of Dreams was 2016. That was when we got Days Gone. We got Crash. Yeah.
That was an hour and 50. That was
Resident
an hour and 50.
7. Yeah. So that one. So no. E3 2016 was an hour and 17.
Oh no! This is all bull. Yeah, an hour and 17.
Yeah.
What a way to open it. God of War with the concert. See, you can't replicate that.
Hour and a half for 2015.
See, that's the thing, though. You know, this hour and 15 minutes or whatever, there's not going to be a God of War concert. There's no fat. And I'm not, I liked the concert, don't get me wrong, but it's all going to be just the games. So,
yeah, it's going to be.
Dude,
just
this one is so good going through this. Oh, my goodness.
Detroit Become Human, I think, was that one as well.
This really is the year of dreams.
Biohazard. Shit. It just makes you wonder what they're going to show. If there's an hour and 15 and it's just a video where there's no conference, that means that they're going to have to show a lot to cover that hour and 15. or long forms of games to make up that time. So I am very curious and very excited. And part of the fun of these events is hyping yourselves up and making all these wild predictions, which is why we love it. We know that it'll probably never meet our expectations, but we bloody love it.
My expectations are very high this year. If I'm not blown away, but canceling your super happy,
you're selling it.
I'll be disappointed. If it's not a 9 or 10 out of 10, I'll be disappointed. I'm going in looking for something pretty damn good.
Okay.
So, and that's only because they've been so quiet.
We literally know nothing. We know Death Stranding and Spider-Man. That's it. Am I missing anything else?
Wolverine.
I think they're the only two first-party things we know about.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of other things like Rise of Ronin and a few others
like
that.
In terms of the big heavy hitter first-party stuff, that's it.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. I think you're right. So, all right, how are we going to do this prediction, Jordan? Run us through it.
So we're going to split up into four categories, and we're going to do the definites. So we're each going to provide two definites of things that we think will definitely be there in some capacity. And I'm sure we've each got our own little bit of seasoning that we'll pop onto it to just, you know, to differentiate it for us. Then we've got our debatables, which are things that could be argued, could be that they'll be there, could be argued that they won't be there. We'll get our dreams, which are things that may not be there. We would love to. In fact, they're probably not things that will be there, but they're things we want to be there.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter about it being there or not. It's just what we would really, really like to see. And then we have our definitely nots. So we'll each provide two definitely nots, which are two things that will definitely not happen or not be shown or seen or heard about. And I'm assuming we'll do a category at a time. We'll go round table. We'll provide our own. And then next week, in terms of scoring for this, we're just going to give ourselves a point next week for the things we got correct. And then, and we'll reflect on it from there.
Beautiful. And Vikar's going to kick us off with his two definites. Take it away, Vikar.
Two definites. First one being Mortal Kombat 1.
Fight.
So,
which was just announced.
It was just announced. And I have a few reasons for this that might be more than just the recency of the trailer. I actually think that trailer was a bit underwhelming in terms of for a Mortal Kombat fan. And I'll tell you what. Normally with CGI trailers, you take nothing from it, right? Like CGI trailers for any game. It's indicative of maybe the story, what they're trying to say, but you take absolutely no, you glean nothing from a CG trailer in regards to what you think the gameplay will be. But Mortal Kombat CG trailers have always been different. MKX and I think MK11, where they will actually in their CG trailers show or point to gameplay elements like interactables or fatal blow or those sort of mechanics, right? So I will always say that when you look at a CG trailer for a Mortal Kombat, you've got to actually look at what they're trying to advertise here. But for this one, it actually looked like there was nothing they showed from a gameplay point of view. It just really was trying to show the story. They had this thing called Cameo Fighters, which I'm a bit iffy about. But that's why I think they did that deliberately to announce a game, because I really have a strong feeling that they're going to show gameplay and a lot more in this showcase, because Mortal Kombat fans have been begging for something to be shown. And if it's just going to be that trailer, it's not going to be acceptable for a lot of Mortal Kombat fans. And I think Ed knows that, Ed Boon. And I think he is going to show a Mortal Kombat trailer with gameplay at the showcase. So it needs to happen to continue that hype train. It's coming out in September. So you want that hype train to keep rolling. You want constant. Then you got E3. I keep confusing E3 with Evo. You got Evo, all that sort of stuff. So
I don't know why, man. That sounds so different.
I'm trying to remember when Evo is, actually.
I think you're overhyping Evo a bit, Vic.
No. I am overhyping Evo for the casuals.
I don't know if he is. I'm sort of on Vic with this because PlayStation do own it now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And Evo is for the hardcore fighters. So I'm not talking about casuals. I'm talking about the hardcore fighters. You have Evo, you have E3, this showcase, you had that trailer. So it just, they need to do it to keep that momentum going. Okay, we had a trailer mid-May. Now we're going to get one end of May. then give it a month or two, maybe show something else, and then we've got a big one in August, then September. Like, it's just, it's a good rollout, isn't it? So that is my first one, Mortal Kombat 1. So my other one, I'll say in the realm of fighters, it's Tekken 8. And the reason I say Tekken 8 is because I've actually been really impressed with the marketing strategy that Sony have done with Tekken. They have been releasing character trailers every fortnight or something for maybe every week, I think, for the past month, few months. And it's been a real delight to see. Trailers are really well done. They're simple. It's the same formula. They'll show the gameplay. They'll show the intro, the... I forgot what the super is called in Tekken, but they show that. They, you know, show a few moves, and it's good. It works. People are really positive about it. And I think it's just another good place to show the fighting games, Tekken. It's you know, they've shown all the trailers, they can show a lot more. Yeah, it's just the time for fighters, like Dan said last week, and then Evo around the corner. So good time for Sony to show we're the king of fighting games, guys. We've got Mortal Kombat 1. We've got Tekken 8. You know, these are games associated with our platform. And we've got the fighting game tournament. I know that fighters is not a big market for PlayStation. It's not, you know, it is somewhat niche compared to shooters and all other. But Sony can really make a statement at this showcase showing that they have cornered the fighting game realm. Maybe similar to how Xbox have somewhat cornered the Western RPG realm. You know, that sort of thing. But anyway, those are my two. Yep. Mortal Kombat 1 and Tekken 8.
Okay, Jordan, what are your two?
All right. So my first one, I believe, is a slam dunk, and I think we all agree that this is definitely a slam dunk. So sorry for taking them off you, Dan. So I'm going with Spider-Man 2 is shown. We get to see gameplay. I think this time around, if we think back to when Spider-Man was shown, and probably the one that the trailer that they showed that really sold it as a proof of concept and really showed us just how awesome this game was going to be, is that battle with, I think it's just with the Sinister Six, but or maybe it's just with Rhino and Vulture or whatever from Spider-Man 1, where like you are, it's a bit of a quick time event, but you are like swinging across the city doing this massive sort of boss battle, but just major combat section where it is scripted and you're going through through trucks and trailers and you're swinging around the city, stopping all the bad guys or whatever. I think we'll get something like that. But I think this is where they'll show how playing as Miles and Peter will work. I don't have the exacts for exactly how it will work, but I think the gameplay that we'll see will be a big combat section where we're jumping between them. And I don't think it'll be you jumping from one character to another that's like on another part of the map. Maybe both characters will come into frame, and then as one character leaves the frame, you follow that one. So maybe you're on one building as Peter and you're swinging across, and then as Miles goes to swing across again, as they're in the same frame, then you like latch on, the camera will latch onto Miles and then follow.
Is this a prediction, or are you working for Insomniac?
No, this is my prediction for the thing. I'm just detailing.
No, it's so detailed that I thought you were working out their marketing.
This is the gameplay I think we'll see. Sorry, I probably went too detailed.
No, it's great. I love it. Don't apologize, mate. Yeah. Jesus.
I don't think, as opposed to my earlier predictions where I was like, Venom, we're going to see Venom. I don't think we see Venom in this one until the very end.
Why have you gone cold on poor old Venom?
Because now, like, you don't want to see everything yet. We don't want to see everything.
They want to hold a few things.
They want to hold that. We don't want to see exactly what he looks like, how big and menacing he's going to be. It might be with Kraven that this battle is, or it might be just some other, like throw in some other bad guy. I think the reason I say no Venom is because I think they're going to be very secretive. I honestly feel like the last battle of this game isn't going to be against Venom. It'll be you playing as one of the Spider-Men against the other Spider-Man, but the other Spider-Man has the Venom suit on. So is Black Suit Spider-Man. That's how I think this game ends. That's just me thinking. That's why I think they're going to hold back on Venom for the time being.
Are you guys think that this game will end the show? I believe it will with the gameplay.
I think it'll open.
I think it could open.
Really?
Yeah. I think it'll open only because you don't want to get to the point where you want the end to be a surprise. And because everyone knows Spider-Man's going to be shown, you don't want to get to the end and be like, it's just Spider-Man to end it. That's just my thinking, though.
The E3 has always been the one more thing.
So could it be the one before the one more thing?
I could see that. I could see that.
I could see that, but I think the one more thing will be a new project that we have no idea about.
Okay, so that's your first one, Jordan.
That's my first definite. My second definite, I'll keep
Someone writing these down or?
I've got mine written down. If Vike's got his written down as well, we can just collate them after. So my second definite, I'll keep the detail to a minimum on this one. I think we see Naughty Dog's Last of Us multiplayer project. I think the name is different. Whether they come up with it, there's always been that. I saw this on a message board years ago. Someone was like, what if they came out, the next game was like The Rest of Us? Instead of The Last of Us, it's The Rest of Us. So I'm like, what if it's like that? And these stories aren't focusing on, because I think this will have a single player component to it or a story component to it, where you'll be doing something with the factions that are involved in the multiplayer part. So I think we'll see Last of Us multiplayer.
So you don't think it's a battle royale style game?
No, I think it will be. I think it will, will be. I think that's going to be a part of it. So I think it's going to have a new name, because Neil Druckmann was really quick to shoot down when the show came out. He was really quick to shoot down people calling it Last of Us Factions. He was like, yep, our multiplayer project will be getting news for soon. So there'll be a single player component to it that's like story based. And then we'll get a detailed look at what the multiplayer part looks like. It could be that could be Battle Royale involved. It could be a Division like. Yeah, that's sort of where I'm at. Do you need more detail from me or is that enough?
No, that sounds pretty good to me.
I can't wait to see Joel, Ellie, Abby, some clickers all on this plane or this flying bus at the start of the Battle Royale.
You won't be playing as them, mate. They're untouchables. They won't be there. It'll be no names.
Okay, my two definites.
Yes, Daniel, tell us. We haven't left you with much.
Look, are we going for a treat? Am I looking to win this thing or what? Is this a game?
Is this a game?
So. Like, am I trying to beat you guys?
Do we need to have a thing for the loser to do?
Yeah.
The cake is a lie.
Okay, so I don't want to be the loser. Well, the loser, I'll go Stellar Blade, because the last showcase in 2021, they showed it off. Big 5-minute piece. It was the second game they showed. It was called Project Eve. And then the following, I think, a state of play recently, they showed it off as Stellar Blade. So I'm going to pick that. Now, I don't really know much about it, so I can't really tell you much more.
Yeah, that's all right.
But that's my first prediction. And the second one, Alan Wake 2.
Ooh.
Alan Wake already. 2, a definite. You could call this risky. I think it's a definite. There's a couple of reasons. One, they said it's coming out this year. They've said that from the start.
And we're quickly running out of year.
We're running out of year.
Like, we are in May, but like, we're almost halfway.
Yeah. And they revealed the game, I believe, at a PlayStation event, if I'm not mistaken.
I'll fact check. You do that.
You can fact check me there. Now, also, the voice actor, this happens every other week, a voice actor's said something he shouldn't have. He said he's heard October. To me, that sounds perfect. Halloween, survival horror. It's the perfect time to release it. October this year. Alan Wake 2. PS5. So I believe they'll show something here, a bit of gameplay, a bit more story. Won't be long, under 3 minutes, but that's what I believe we're going to be seeing. Mm-hmm. Stellar Blade and Alan Wake 2.
It was revealed at the Game Awards 2021.
Oh, okay. There you go. Interesting.
Doesn't mean it can't be revealed here, can't be shown more here.
I'm thinking of Alan Wake Remastered. I must be
potentially
thinking of that.
Yeah. I'll fact check that as well.
Yeah. So that's my two definites. So now we're on back to Vikarth.
Mm. And you are correct, Dan. It was PlayStation Showcase 2021.
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I believe they have the marketing rights to this new game. So because they're not all going to be first party. There is going to be – they did say there's going to be some third party as well. So Alan Wake 2, Stellar Blade, Vikarth, two debatables. What have you got for us?
Debatables. People might be wondering why I did not put this as a definite, but my first debatable is the new or the next Metal Gear Solid
Remake.
Mike, why didn't you put that as a definite?
Now, you have to tell me which one. I mean, it's obvious, but
I think it's MGS3. I think that's most likely. As much as I want a redone MGS1, it looks like it's going to be MGS3. It makes sense chronologically.
Yeah, but do you think they'll do this chronologically, Vike?
I think they will.
Where does Metal Gear Acid fit into the timeline?
Well, it's technically not canon, Metal Gear Acid. Yeah, that's not canon.
Will he have a poster of a...
It doesn't exist in the timeline.
Will he have a locker room and in the locker is a picture of a woman?
A woman. And you can... Not only that, Dan, but if you zoom in first person in and out, I think, and you make...
His heart rate goes up. What is it?
There's some more sounds that get made.
Oh, really?
And what I'll say is you get a trophy, and the trophy is called Snake Beater.
Oh, my God. That's right. But, man.
No, it's I think that was MGS 3, I think.
We need to do a segment on the best trophies, because that reminds me of one in God of War 3 where you kill this scantily clad princess of Poseidon, and you kill her, and then the trophy pops up and it says, I didn't do it, but I wish I did.
Yeah, but I just think, yeah, it's probably time. The only reason I didn't say it's a definite is because they have been so quiet about this. I mean, all the information we've heard is just hearsay and rumors from, I guess, somewhat verified sources.
Kangaroo rumors, you could say,
from somewhat verified sources. So it just, there hasn't been anything more concrete than word of mouth from, you know, it's, I don't know how to explain it, but it's not like we've seen or heard anything.
But it's a good one because Konami were going to be a part of
E3.
They canceled. If they were going to have a big part, you'd think they had something more than just Silent Hill and...
Yeah, agreed. They would have had something in the pipeline, which is why it is a debatable, which I, you know, to use a synonym would be likely. I'd put debatable as more, it's something that's likely to happen but could not. So,
But Vike, before you go on, can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. Weren't we all hating Konami back in 5 years ago? Why have we forgiven them all of a sudden? Is it just time heals?
Nah, the world forgets, man. The world forgets. I think no one's ever going to forget the fact that they screwed over Kojima and the way they treated him and his employees, and it was very unethical. But people will also see the renaissance of Metal Gear, of Castlevania, of the great catalog of games they have. I think people just want their catalog because it is such a phenomenal catalog of games. So people may be willing to look past that, like you said, Dan. It's a bit of time, but yeah, everyone boycotted
Metal Gear. Did you remember what was that Metal Gear game that came out?
Metal Gear Survive.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, that was a product of that time. So I wonder if Konami have changed and they're a bit different now. And yeah, bygones are bygones, like in the way that what happened to Kojima is in the past. Nothing they can do about that. But all they can do is just move forward and, work on developing games. But we'll see. They have to stick with the remake in for the realm of Metal Gear. I can't see them making a new one without Kojima.
How critical will you be of it if it is revealed?
As a new game as a remake?
What are you expecting to see if it's revealed on Thursday, Wednesday?
If it's a remake of MGS 3,
yeah.
I would want to see gameplay and how it's different. I don't want some generic CG trailer.
Yeah.
Because you want to see the mechanics. Because here's the thing, MGS 3, it's probably people find it the best, but it's also got some mechanics that probably haven't aged well. So things like every time you get shot, you have to go into a menu, get a knife, pull it out, put a bandage on yourself, put some antiseptic to, you know,
like
clean
a survival game. Yeah.
Yeah. And those
that
mechanics.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, exactly, George. Especially when there's a freaking boss fight and you're getting shot in the front and center. And then also,
does it stop in real time? Will it stop in real time? I forgot.
Yeah, the menu. Yeah, you stop. But, you know, it'll say Snake has a broken arm and you've got to like, okay, get a splint, it was a weird, it was good for what they were trying to do with survival, the camo mechanics, those sort of things. So they need to, I think, you know, the great thing about Final Fantasy VII is that they understood the old mechanics and they modernized it with the new action system. And that's a big departure in the way that's a huge difference, but we don't need some completely new mechanical system, but we definitely need a modernization of those mechanics and a quality of life improvements to make, you know, I don't want it, you know, a remake implies that there are creative decisions that are made. You know, this isn't just a remaster where everything's just up-res. and there's some quality of life improvements. This is a remake, so things have to be reimagined and redesigned. And I think the survival mechanic is a big part of Metal Gear. I don't think it should go away, but it needs to be completely redesigned and reimagined for the modern gamer and for the modern type of game. So yeah, I think that's going to be a likely, and I really hope we can see it. The thing I'm going to be critical about is I don't want them. They can do whatever they want to certain mechanics, but they can't change the dialogue, the cutscenes, the codec calls. They just can't do that because that is the most seminal part of the story. They can't change the story.
Do you reckon David Hayter's, he's already done it?
Yeah, dude, this is the big question. I definitely think obviously they will be redoing the, it's not like they're going to use the same audio, but I think that comes.
Well, they could, couldn't they?
Get Kiefer Sunderland back.
Oh, no, surely not.
Yeah, not Kiefer. I don't know. It's hard, Dan, to look, people say that the voice acting is aged in terms of the sound quality and those sort of things. But the original cadence is what I, like in Metal Gear Solid 1, the original cadence, the way they expressed it, I'm so pure in the way that I don't want a single audio line to be changed at all.
But if you're starting here, if they're starting fresh, they need someone for the next 10 to 20 years. Do you see what I'm saying? Do they need a younger person to take that role?
So many voices forward? Are iconic. They can't. It's so.
Get Troy Baker.
Stop.
Troy Baker to voice everyone.
Oh,
see, Metal Gear Solid 3 doesn't have the most iconic. Obviously, David Hayter and maybe the boss. But, you know, it's. I just feel like the voice actors aren't all as iconic as a Metal Gear Solid 1 or 2 or even 4.
Okay.
I don't know. That's my personal opinion. Many might not agree with that. Oh, I mean, Ocelot was iconic, I should say. So who knows?
Ocelot was Troy Baker. Oh, no. He's coming back.
Ocelot has been three different voice actors now. So in Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2 and 4, he was a different voice actor to Metal Gear Solid 3.
Was it Josh Keaton? I feel like I've spoken to
Josh Keaton was MGS 3.
Yeah, because I've spoken to him. Yeah.
But the old Ocelot was Richard. Or, no.
Was he good, Vi? Josh?
He was good. Yeah, he was good.
Cool. Yeah.
I like him from, he voiced Hal Jordan in the Green Lantern animated series, which is a great show.
It was Patrick Zimmerman who did original Ocelot.
I was going to say Kojima loves hiring big time actors. But he's not a part of this, so it's different.
He has no say.
What they'll do. But so that's your first one. What's your second debatable, Vike?
My second debatable is I'm tossing up between two. So I want you guys to pick one for me. It's either factions. I know we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Or Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Okay. I'll say Wolverine. The only reason why I'm not saying it's a definite is. You can't do it two shows in a row where you're showing both your projects, like showing updates on both. I know that they announced Wolverine for announcing it, but I don't think they had the intention of we're going to have some parallel marketing cycle where we're going to show Spider-Man, you know, nearing its end of its development and then Wolverine nearing the start of its development, like a parallel manner.
But they're in the same universe. This is where it's different. If you're going to buy one, you're probably going to buy the other.
I agree, but I think they're gonna hold off on Wolverine. They've said, "Hey, we've announced it. It's in the works, but this is just going to be for Spider-Man. We don't need to show anything from Wolverine. Definitely not gameplay." But there's no way
it's coming out next year. I'd be shocked.
Do you know, Vike, you've actually convinced me that it might not be here because I sort of agree that it made sense last time because Spider-Man wasn't imminent. But the fact that Spider-Man's imminent now, like it's 3-4 months away, let Spider-Man have its day in the sun now, then Game Awards time, then come around with Wolverine.
The reason why I don't say it's any more than debatable, like any less, in a lower category, is probably because I can see it being mentioned.
Did you see like it being involved in a stinger or something? Or a montage or whatever.
You know what the bloody dream would be? That Wolverine cameos in the Spider-Man game.
But that doesn't count. That doesn't count, Vike.
Yeah.
If it's in a stinger, it doesn't count for me.
So maybe I'm being a bit too generous putting it in debatable. I think we'll see something maybe, but yeah, that's the reason I'm definitely not putting it as a definite, because it just seems to be counterintuitive to compete with Spider-Man.
Do you think it'll be bloody and gory, guys, or not? Or will they tone it back? This is the big question for me. How brutal will they go?
That's a good question. If it's in the same universe, it'll be a bit counterintuitive or counterproductive to make it different. Because if you've got kids playing Spider-Man and then you've got it in this universe with Wolverine, you can't have it at a completely different adult rating, because that makes no sense.
So how do you – so then he comes – who does Wolverine face? Robots, so there's no blood.
Yeah.
So there's green goo.
No, they do it like Jedi Survivor. Yeah. Jedi Survivor.
Yeah, but that's Star Wars. That's different.
And it's also different because, like, lightsaber just cauterizes everything anyway. Yeah. Whereas, like, Wolverine's claws don't do that.
And in Star Wars, you can actually turn off the dismemberment in the settings. Did you know that?
If you're a big old baby.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
I know. But, well, it must for kids, I guess.
Kids are playing an M-rated game. I know.
Mate, I used to play Vice City and I was about 7. So.
Vice City was the bomb.
Yeah.
I was literally thinking about Vice City.
Yeah, personally, I don't think they'll be connected in maybe a passing mention or a nod. I don't think Wolverine and Spider-Man just in general aren't really that connected anyway. Yeah, no. So I reckon there might be certain nods that show that it's in the same universe, but I reckon it'll be separate. And I think it'll be a bit more mature. Maybe not as mature as Logan, but it'll be.
I think that's where my mind's going to Logan, and it shouldn't be going there. Because that's not what the
could. Think back. The vibe of the original showing is it's set in a bar.
It did look a bit like that. So, yeah, you're right. This is the thing. Do you guys really want them to do something similar to Spider-Man 2? That'd be disappointing to me. Don't you want them to do something different?
I want it to be I've said this before. I want the combat to be different to Spider-Man, because Spider-Man's combat, because he's so floaty and he's supposed to be really quick. The combat doesn't really feel that heavy. I want this to be like sledgehammers every time you're hitting with Wolverine, because he's supposed to be this really strong dude. So
and slowly make him quicker as the game goes on. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So Vike's gone Wolverine. Okay. Jordan, your two debatables. Take us away.
My debatables. So my first debatable is, and now that I've said this, now that I look at my first one, I don't even know where I feel about it, but I'm going to say it anyway. So Team Asobi debut their next foray into
That's why are you off on that? That's not bad.
Well, this is the bit I'm not sure about. So it's another fully fledged Astrobot platformer that this time around is playable in VR and normal.
Wow. That's a hell of a prediction.
Not only is it a VR2 title, but to not lock you out of getting a VR, because I think Sony has gotten to the point where they're like, we can't force people to buy this, and that's 100% okay. There are people who are buying it, though, but let's not lock the people who either A, can't afford it, or B, aren't into VR, not have this opportunity to play this game. So there's a non-VR version as well. So think Rescue Mission, but it is playable in VR too and without the VR headset as well. And it might be grander in scope this time too.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Play Room.
Yeah, whatever the one was that came with the PS5.
Yeah, is it called Play Room?
That was so much fun.
Yeah, Astro's Playroom.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. It was Astro's Playroom, and then on the PS4 you did have the Playroom.
Oh, that's what I'm getting confused of.
But Astro's Playroom, that was so much fun. So take the learnings from that and Rescue Mission, make a bigger thing, and if people want to play it in VR2, knock them.
How cool were the Easter eggs in that game of Uncharted and God of War and all that? That was sick.
That was such a fun platinum.
Yeah, it was.
So good.
Yeah, that was a great game.
It was fun. Yeah. It was funny. It was actually a lot of fun. Laughing throughout it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my first debatable.
Yeah.
You've made me feel better about it.
Now, yeah, I mean, you get a point even if they show off a new game and it's not Astro, I reckon. So
you reckon? Just Team Asobi are there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you the point.
This one's a bit more of a heavy hitter. So this next one is, Corey Barlog / Sony Santa Monica debut is new IP that he's been working
on. What is it, Jordan? Give us a prediction.
It's a sci-fi third-person shooter.
Oh! That sounds good. Not a looter shooter, I hope.
Not a looter shooter. It'll be a completely story-driven very mysterious, very eerie third-person shooter. So he's already posted something on Twitter. I only heard a description of it. And it's something. There's something about the moon and then there being like a bit of Morse code or whatever.
Would that be possibly that one more thing? Would that scratch that itch, you reckon?
I think so. I think it's definitely worthy of one more thing. There needs to be some sort of hook apart from it being Corey Barlog. There needs to be something about this game, a part of being just on the about being on the moon that's going to hook us in. But what that is, I'm not sure. But I think we see that. And Dan very much could be the one more thing.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know Corey, God of War 2018,
the original God of War 1 director, and then the God of War 2018 director, and then
he stepped down from Ragnarok.
Stepped aside for Ragnarok to then work on this new IP.
He's good at starting and rebooting franchises, isn't he?
Mm.
He just goes for the first one, puts it in this like amazing trajectory, and then just decides, all right, I'll go on the next thing and I'll start the next thing. So hopefully this next project, which is heavily rumored to be this sci-fi shooter.
What if it was Killzone?
If Killzone shows up, you'll see my face light up like a child. But it's not happening, sadly. Okay, my two.
You, Danny Boy, you're debatable.
Oh, where is he? Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. Ghosts of Tsushima 2 is announced. A 1 minute teaser. Sucker Punch.
Not bad.
Have been gone for a while. Haven't heard anything. Jin Sakai. Bit of beautiful cinematography.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll show something that makes us tingle, that makes us go, ooh, what's this new thing?
Could it be the returning of Mongol ships coming back to...
It could be something like that, anything like that, just something that'll make us think, and speculatory videos will come out from it.
Yeah.
Beautiful cinematography, black and white, picturesque, Ghost of Tsushima 2. What do you think, guys?
Yep.
I love it.
Possibility?
I like it.
So it'll still be in the island of Tsushima. I feel like it could be, what if it's like Ghost of, insert another
Japanese province that the Mongols invaded.
Jin has inspired people.
Also, you think instead of Ghost of Tsushima 2, it's Ghost of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I guess. Have you guys played, played the Iki Island expansion?
No.
No, I had the intentions to, and I never did.
It's really good. Definitely recommend it. The villain is quite good from memory. It was a different clan that invaded from memory. So, and it's like more about like psychedelics, that they use like psychedelics and stuff. It was really good.
Would that be a bit jarring calling it Ghosts of Melbourne Ghosts of Sydney?
Ghosts of Melbourne.
But you know what I mean? Instead of having the two in the title, is that going to affect anything?
Yeah, I think it's got to be Ghost of Tsushima 2. But, you're going to have another invasion of the island?
Yeah, they did invade again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Are they just going to keep getting invaded? They've got to think of something else.
No, I agree, Vike. And also that you also run into that thing of like, well, they can't change the island because the island didn't just change. You know what I mean? But like the locations around the island didn't just change in 5 years.
Exactly.
The other thing is the Ghost of Tsushima is not... It's not the title. It's not the it's not the island. It's the title that Jin Sakai has been given. So he could invade another country and be like, look, that's the Ghost of Tsushima. He was the one who deflected everyone out of Tsushima, but he's in a different place. So I don't think Ghost of Tsushima, the name actually relegates it, the setting of the game, to the island of Tsushima, but it's the title that Jin has because now he's famous. He was the one who fought off the Mongols in Tsushima, so he's worldwide known as the Ghost of Tsushima. So, I don't know, but it's exciting.
Tsushima. Do you think the trailer they show is in all Japanese?
No.
Nah.
Okay.
Now, my next one, not a game, guys, my debatable. PS5 Pro.
Oh, not where I thought you were going.
Yeah.
I was going considerably less hype.
What were you thinking? Say it.
I was going, he's going to Gran Turismo the movie.
No, I can't That probably will be there. No, go PS5 Pro. Now, the design, I'm not going to sit here and describe the design, but it's not going to look the same. It's going to look different in some way, some way or another. No, because you know
you're an artist with your words, man.
Well, the PS4 Pro was they added a brick on top of the design.
Yeah, they just added another layer.
Added another layer. And you'd see those memes where it was like a cake and it is going up and up. They were funny. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be different. It's going to be smaller, more powerful. I'm not going to go any further than that. I don't have a release date for you or anything like that. I mean, you'd think holiday. I'm not going to say that, though. I'm just going to say PS5 Pro, maybe coming 2024.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah, I could definitely say that. I could also not say it, but I could say it. And that's why it's debatable.
That's why it's debatable. All right, Vikarth. Two drink. Right. Let's do two definitely nots.
Okay.
All right. Definitely nots for me is the next Uncharted. So we... Oh, now I'm thinking about this bloody, you know what really threw me off?
Yeah.
It's that trailer. What was it?
Yeah, they teased it, man. It was clear as day. It was Cassie. It was no one else.
Yeah.
Like it had to be her.
It had to be her.
That doesn't mean they're going to show it this showcase, but, you know.
Yeah, I'll stick with it. I'll say Uncharted 5. I just don't think there's enough to show. We don't know what team's assigned to it.
Well,
you know?
Go on, give a guess. Who is it?
I don't know. It's not Bend. It's got to be like.
Why is it not Bend?
Well, why not? What's wrong with them?
They've done one before.
Yeah. I hope it's Bend. I hope it's Bend. But I'm honestly, I have no idea.
I feel like Bend are most equipped for the job.
They are. Or Blue Point. They've had a bit of beef with the way Herman Hulse is.
Remember they got real offended. Remember they got real offended because people started calling them Naughty Dog North, and they were like, "Hey, yo, that's not us."
Yeah. So it's just, and they were working on the Uncharted, Uncharted project, and
weren't they working on the Last of Us remake?
Yeah, and they got taken off it. And then who was the game director for Days Gone? He sort of went off the deep end as well. Deep end about, like, he's left now anyway, but it was like, Sony threw us under the bus and, you know, Days Gone sold well enough. They didn't believe it, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, all right, champ, cool, man.
Oh, no, Michael Mumbauer.
It's John Garvin or something, I think.
Yeah.
His name is?
Jeff Ross,
that's the one.
Who's Garvin then? Is he the Siphon Filter writer, creator I'm thinking of? John Garvin, creative director of Siphon Filter.
There you go. So I definitely think, Uncharted is very unlikely to the point of, I guess it's a never showing.
He also wrote Days Gone.
There you go.
My other never is any potential Bloodborne sequel.
Killing everyone's dreams.
You
right
stole
now,
mine, no, Mike. That was mine.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, but it's just not going to happen. I don't know. I don't know where it is. I don't know why they haven't shown after all these years, but I'm just starting to think that we're never, ever going to see it. But if that did come, if that was the and one more thing, minds would be blown and that'd be crazy.
Wouldn't you prefer Bloodborne 2? This is what I find this whole thing.
Yeah, maybe a Bloodborne.
No, but this is what I find. Everyone talks about the remake before they talk about a sequel. I thought, why wouldn't you just want a sequel?
Because Bloodborne aged pretty well. I don't know why everyone's clamoring for a remake.
Play it now. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Why do we need a remake so bad? Mm. I mean,
I'll say anything Bloodborne related. Let me put it like that. As a never. I have one more never unlikely.
Go
which
on.
Which was a Twisted Metal game.
No, never. You sure about
not
that?
Never.
It's in the works.
It is in the works. Do you think they'll announce it? It's you know, the hand show. In hand with the trailer, the show. But I put that as an unlikely, but.
All right. Well, we're not going to count that.
Yeah,
Jordan, give us your two definitely nots. You're scrambling for one to
I'm
cover your ass.
I'm scrambling for one. I've got
Sorry,
one.
Sorry, George.
No, you're all right. I've got one. And it sounds a bit silly, but I'd seen chatter that maybe it could come up, but I'm saying it definitely not. I'm saying definitely no Kingdom Hearts 4.
Yeah, you're going to be right with that one, man.
Yeah, I think definitely no Kingdom Hearts 4. I think Square Enix have got enough on their plate this year with Final Fantasy 16. Or do I? Oh, no, I don't know. I was going to say, do I change that to definitely no Final Fantasy VII Part 2?
Why not both?
Say both.
No, because I have my second one. I have my second one. Vi gave me an idea for my second one.
I'd say the Final Fantasy one's more.
I'll take Kingdom Hearts off because I think that's a I think we all agree that's a definite. So I'm going to take. I'm going to say no Final Fantasy VII Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely yep. not. Nothing extra shown. I reckon if the only thing we hear from it is that it's delayed, that'd be the only thing I reckon we hear from it.
Damn.
My other definitely not is, this is going off what Vi said, I think we definitely do not hear about Sony Ben's next thing.
Ooh.
Wow.
Good one.
Purely because I think that from all accords, that studio was in a bit of disarray after Days Gone and after all the drama that went on about them getting moved off of The Last of Us, having an idea for an Uncharted and then getting told no, and then wanting to do Days Gone 2 and getting told no. I'd say they're probably working on something new, but doesn't get mentioned this time around.
Wow. Okay.
Let's not forget, remember how long it took for us to find out about Days Gone? Sony Bend took, it was years. We were told they were working on something. Shuhei Yoshida played it and said it was great fun. And then we still didn't hear about it for another 2 years after that, I think. So yeah, I'm saying no Final Fantasy VII Part 2, no Sony Bend.
All right. Beautiful. Yeah.
What are you definitely not?
Okay. Dan Allen of Dan Allen Gaming's definitely nots are Horizon multiplayer game.
Oh, yeah, very nice. Yeah, could see that.
I don't think it's going to show.
I could not see that.
I don't think it's going to show. I think it's too early. They've just had the DLC. Let's give it a breather and we'll come back next year when it's ready. Mm-hmm. So I think, and we did get a bit of, we got some leak footage of that. It didn't look like it was in any sort of state to be shown off. But, it, you know, it could be. But I'm going to say it's not. And my second one is Wolverine.
Nice.
Wolverine.
Nice. That's a good one.
Yep. Could agree with both those.
All right, I don't think they're going to show Wolverine. I believe Spider-Man will end the show without the one thing. I think Spider-Man okay. will end the show with a spectacular gameplay showcase that will make us want to pre-order. Okay, so that's me. And now let's head into mm-hmm. two dreams. So these are wild predictions. Vikarth, mm-hmm. what are your two dreams? Dream announcements.
I don't have any dreams. You guys go first. I'll come back.
All right, okay. I'll start with...
Hold on.
Dan, do you want to go first this time?
Yeah, I can. But, Vi, just think of two games you'd love to see. Is it that hard?
You have no
dream games that you'd love to see.
Metal Gear Solid's already my likely game.
And he'd dream of something Death Stranding 2 related, but he hasn't even played the first one yet.
You can think of anything, man. This is literally the easiest category.
What do I want,
What are your favourite games of all time? Mass Effect, you know? Like,
yeah. The next Mass Effect... That is my dream. The next Mass Effect game, it needs, and you know, we've heard a lot about this. So we need a continuation of Shepard. I think that is the prevailing rumor, is that it's obviously not going to be Andromeda. It's not going to be something else. It's going to be about Shepard. The downside of that is they're going to have to choose an ending. But that's what I've always found a bit weird about games like Infamous or those games where there's multiple endings, is that if you continue it, you have to choose an ending. So obviously that means they're probably going to choose the ending that the green filter ending. But I don't know. So but I'm very, very excited for a new Mass Effect. That'd be so, so great if we could see that. So that'd be my first dream one. And, you know, it was funny, Dan, when you were mentioning, you know, the game was too much in turmoil to be. Which game were you talking about? It was in development hell. Was it you, Jordan, that was saying there's just too many people that are switching off and on and off the game that it wouldn't come out?
Sony Band. I said something about Sony.
Yeah, Band. Sony Band. And I was going to say KOTOR, but I think it's the same thing. They recently fired big heads and
they pretty much started from scratch.
Starting from scratch. So that probably
that may
arguably
never come out. That may
could,
never come.
Yeah,
out.
That could never come out. That could arguably and never. But that'd be my first one, would be a sequel to Mass Effect. And my second dream, this is 100% never going to happen, but it's my dream. It's my dream, guys.
Yeah, that's it.
That's fine.
Grand Theft Auto 6.
Oh,
I don't think it's that.
That's
I don't
my
think
dream
it's out
too.
Of the realm of possibility. Don't if, think it's out of
the GTA 6 was there, I would be very happy.
I'd
very
excited.
Let me put it like this, guys. The thing is, if they did, let's say GTA 6 was ready, I feel like Sony would think twice because they'd be like, this is just going to overshadow every single other announcement we've made. Like,
you say that, but okay. I think it helps every announcement. I think, oh,
yeah, that's true.
I'm going to watch this whole thing and everyone gets a lift from it.
Here's the thing. Rockstar notoriously are not at E3. They do not announce things at showcases and events. They just release trailers and they announce things when they need to. But I just think something special about this one. And obviously PlayStation have a relationship with GTA 5 and you know the exclusives and you know bonuses and whatnot. I just see that out of any platform, the showcase could be a perfect way to show GTA 6. We've already seen leaks of it. It's probably time to show something about it. So I don't think it'll ever happen in a million years because Rockstar tend to do their own thing. But the dream. It's a dream. I want to see.
I think it's a good dream. I don't think it's I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility. But also, Rockstar are probably just sitting there being like, Sony, you think we need you? Like, we're fine. We could do it however we want it. We could release it at Tuesday morning at 3 o'clock on our Twitter and it'd still be the most liked tweet of the day. Yeah.
They could release it on MySpace. And
they could just
the most watched video.
They could just put like do an emoji or something or anything, and they would stir up news.
They could literally just tweet out VI dot and a date, and people would lose their minds.
Well, I mean, yeah, they would.
Yeah. Oh man,
GTA 6, I cannot
wait to see the internet once GTA 6 gets announced. Like it. Just how crazy everyone's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be under so much scrutiny.
Everyone's going to look at it. And you know what? They're probably going to meet all the expectations. That's what Rockstar do. Mm. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm.
Jordan, you got two dreams?
First dream. I'm actually changing one of my dreams now that I'm thinking about it because, do I? Yeah. I'll stick with my original one. So my original one is we get someone narrating as we go over a New York City that is in lockdown, right? Big walls around New York City, you know, mainland Manhattan.
Yeah.
Big walls. And we get someone narrating about all that they've done and all that they've beaten, all the people they've beaten to get to the top and to have this section of the city be theirs and who they're trying to protect it from. And as we're doing this, we're seeing a shadowy figure do parkour through New York City, through the rooftops as they go through. And then we see, as we get to the end, we hear him talk about someone be like, I told you this is a dream. I don't think this is actually going
to
happen. This
no,
is
what, I, what I would happen. Love for it to happen. Don't you worry.
It comes to a bit where he gets to the top of a building and the camera pans behind him and we see the city sprawling in front of him. And the narrator talks about, and someone's come to test that power or whatever. And then we see a silhouette and all we see is the back of a turtle. And we see that we see the four weapons on the back of the turtle with the black hood. And then as he goes to turn, it fades to black and we get TMNT, The Last Ronin. I said developed by Monolith because I'm pretty sure they're the ones who did Shadow of Mordor and Shadow of War. Mm. I'm pretty sure that's them because I'm pretty sure TMNT is a WB property.
Yeah.
So, the dream would be that they're the ones developing it because the combat in Shadow of Mordor was.
Dude, I forgot about that game, Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, that there. I was like, oh, they're not doing anything, are they?
Wonder Woman.
Forgot about that game, man. Yeah. Everyone's well,
maybe
forgot
it's,
about
maybe
that.
It's not Monolith, but yeah, that would be my get hype thing. My dream get hype moment is that, and they're doing, and let's say that it's a PlayStation marketing exclusive.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that would be the dream.
Yeah.
So we get a CGI trailer of that. My next one is, so we get a shot of a sandy landscape. There's an army coming in from the distance. We've got red lightning on the background, sort of as it like this cloud sort of start to roll in. Some like red lightning that resemble like chaos and that sort of thing. We see some chariot wheels go past. And then as they do that, they blow this sand up into the air. And as the sand settles, it takes the shape of an Egyptian Ankh, which is that little dagger thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that one. Yeah. And then another wind, gust of wind comes along and it makes the shape of the Greek Omega. And then we see a sandaled foot step on top of it. And then we see, then we go to black again. And we get like whatever the name is for the, not even a name. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. And it's alluding at the next god of war, which is Kratos going whatever. Again, it's not what I think will happen. It's just what I want to happen.
I love the way you've introduced your dreams, Jordan, because you set a scene. We halfway through, I'm still like, where is he going? What game is this? And then you...
That's what you want to be thinking.
I know. You're a masterful storyteller, George, and you need to be on the marketing team because that's a great teaser, I reckon.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, God of War's got to be Egypt. That's the next big pantheon.
Yeah. Mythological, especially because they've teased it too. In thing I
say. You've done Greece. You've done Norse. You got to do Egypt, the Age of Mythology trio, I reckon. It's where to go.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're my two dreams. The third dream I was going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'll save it to you after done yours, Dan, in case it's one of yours.
No. It won't be one of mine. Go on.
Okay. So my dream was the Sucker Punch come out, or maybe even Blue Point. Someone comes out and says, hey, here's Infamous 1, 2, and Second Son remastered, whatever, in one thing. Buy them. Don't have them. Buy them. Or
That's nice.
Put on instant game collection. That could be like on PS Plus Extra or something. Oh no, they'd be premium. You know what I mean. So it could be that.
Can I say something about Infamous?
You can.
If there's a new Infamous that comes out, whenever it does, they need to make the morality system actually either get it, either just scrap it. Or they need an actual morality system because it was really of no consequence, I feel like, for the first Infamous, except like what Jordan said, that choice where you pick the bus or pick your girl. And it's like,
him or leave him.
Because a lot of the choices are just so obviously bad that you're doing it to be bad and just see the bad stuff. But actually the real ending is the good one. And it's sort of like, well, what's the point of this morality system if it has no impact? So either you need to make it one linear story but have a morality system, which plenty of games have done, like KOTOR or Mass Effect, that sort of thing. You know, 1 and 2, not to Mass Effect 3, but where it's a single story. Yes, some characters might die or whatever, but there is a morality system where there's consequences for your actions. But that's just my take. Either scrap it or do something better.
All right.
Go with it, Dream Daddy.
My first dream is we're on an island, okay? And
closing my eyes, I'm there.
It's a beaten down island. There's ships, enemies have taken over this island, okay? And there's this woman. Her name is Lara Croft.
And that teaser was never uncharted. It was a Tomb Raider.
Yeah, the next Tomb Raider series. And yeah, I haven't thought about it that far.
What if the title is like, what if it's a collab? And what if it's Lara and is it Cassie? What's her name?
Oh, yeah. Man. That would be crazy. That's a wild prediction. Yeah. I've got 10 of these that I could go through, but They're not really wild. They're possible. Like Tomb Raider, I think they actually are working on a Tomb Raider. Hasn't been announced. So that's one that I have. Mm-hmm. Another one, I'm just going to rattle them off, okay? James Bond.
Mm.
These are your two you'll get scored on. I love that we're scoring our dreams. Can you imagine if like one of our dreams comes through?
James Bond, because we know they've been working on that, man. I'm so excited for that. But we haven't seen anything. I can't get my hopes up. But there's so much potential for that.
Yeah. My hope for James Bond is it doesn't have to be purely stealth. Like, I hope it's more of a third-person shooter with some stealth sections, but that it isn't just stealth. Because if it's just stealth, I don't think it'll buy me in and hook me.
All right, you want too wild? I'll give you too wild.
Go crazy.
Crazy? Blue Point? Are working on a Killzone remake.
Ooh, Killzone 1?
One, two, three, whatever you want, but they're working on Killzone Remake.
Right.
PS5.
Killzone 1's in need of a remake. That one, because like,
don't you think?
I played Killzone 1 like on the PS3 as like a one, like the old version, and man, that was rough.
I know. Yeah, it is rough. It is rough. That's why 2 was so good, because it was such a step up. But yeah, remake of Killzone, and then Detroit Become Human 2.
That'd be a good one.
I really love that game. I'd love to see some sort of sequel.
Do you think they're working on it though?
No, definitely not.
No, they're doing Star Wars.
They're definitely not.
Yeah, they're
but
Star Wars.
I would love to see that world continue because that was such a cool world, what they built. And I love the Connor character. And
didn't like the others, did you?
Kara.
The other two. You did like that.
What was Jesse's? I forgot his. Marcus?
Yeah, Marcus.
Yeah, all three. I liked all three. So, yeah, that's another wild one. So,
any others, Dan?
Oh, I can keep them coming all day. BioShock is another one I want to see.
I've got one, Dan.
Back in Rapture, yeah.
That's a good one.
That'd be a real get hype moment. I've only played BioShock Infinite, but if I knew there was a fourth one coming, I'd be like, damn, I'm hopping on those original three and playing them again ASAP.
The thing about this, guys, you've watched the PlayStation showcase, and out of nowhere,
All Stars 2. I just stole his thunder. I knew as soon as you started talking.
Out of nowhere, Dan, Jim Ryan comes up, and you're like, "What is he doing? Why is he here?" And he's like, "Guys, we've got one more thing," and the screen goes black, all the lights turn off.
Fate theme.
You see Kratos, and you're like, oh, it's a God of War sequel. And then you see Snake, and you're like, what's going on here? Why are there all these characters? And then you see Aloy, and you see Jin, and you see every first party, and you see some second party characters, and it's PlayStation All-Stars.
And it's Battle a 3D Royale fighter.
Two.
Do you know how I'd do it? I'd do it. So you get one character come out. Who's like one of the goofier characters from All Stars?
Like Parappa.
Maybe Parappa. And he comes out. He's like, hey. And he's like, I'm trying to get on the elevator. What level do I need to get on? And then the guy's like, level 3. That's it. Roll tape. We're done.
Yeah. Nice. All right.
As you can see, I think we're all super excited for this. So it's Tuesday night as we record this here in Australia. It's Thursday morning the showcase is that correct?
It is, yeah.
So 6 o'clock Thursday morning.
6 a.m. Australian, yeah. But Wednesday for everyone else.
Yeah.
So we'll be up early and we may even live react, yeah?
We'll wake up in time.
Yeah, if we all wake up.
I'm normally awake at 10 past, so I'll be up for it.
Yeah.
I'll have to take off, leave for work like straight away as it's done. But
yeah,
I'll be there for it.
Will you be? Yep, sounds good. I was going to start talking about logistics. I'm like, we can just do this off the air.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
That's going to be it for today. We'll get into some of the other news next week. I know we want to talk about Overwatch and a few other things. But
what a disgrace. That's a teaser for next week's episode, guys. A teaser.
Wow, this is...
For the rant that's going to come.
Brilliant storytelling, this podcast. We keep them hooked with a little teaser at the end of every episode.
And
yeah.
I also hope, not putting pressure on Jordan, but I hope he finishes Jedi Survivor because I'd love to talk
about it. Yeah, we can talk about Jedi Survivor. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm getting towards the end, probably in the last third, would you say?
Yeah, last third.
So.
But it's a decent amount. It's longer than you think.
Yeah, if I can balance some report writing over the next few days with that, I should have it finished by then.
All righty. Make sure you leave a 5-star review on all podcasting platforms and make sure to follow us on Instagram.
Don't you mean a 5-star Kanga review?
And we will see
you
later.
Bye.